Now that we're past New Year's, people who still have their Christmas trees in their homes are starting to think about taking them down and getting rid of them. Lots of cities across the valley offer tree recycling services, but my next guest says you can reuse parts of your tree without leaving your house. In fact, she says they can be part of your next meal or happy hour. Julia Georgalis is a food writer and baker and author of the book How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. She joins me. And Julia, what was the inspiration for this? Like, at what point were you looking at a Christmas tree and thinking, you know, that could be tasty?
Well, I started the project with a friend of mine who's a designer who deals with sustainability. And we wanted to work together. We wanted to run a supper club around Christmas time. And we were kind of thinking we wanted to do something to do with waste. And we were thinking, you know, what do we use up? What do we waste around Christmas time that maybe would be interesting to eat? And we just hit upon the fact that, you know, after Christmas, once all the trees come down, it's actually super sad to see them like stuffed down the back of bins. And we thought, well, you know, you can eat like pine and fir and spruce. So why don't we serve a Christmas tree up on a plate just to kind of encourage people to not waste it really and to extend its already really short shelf life.
So are you preparing the actual wood? Are you taking the needles? Like, how exactly are you preparing a tree to be eaten?
So there's lots of different ways of eating it, really. So generally speaking, the cookbook and the supper club deals with the needles. So pine needles, fir needles, spruce needles. And you use those things like a herb. It's not really any different from like rosemary, really. So you kind of take the flavors from them using like infusions, or you can smoke with it or cure with it or put it in cocktails. There's lots and lots of things you can do with the needles. And kind of in recent years, I've also started doing things like making ash, like Christmas tree ash from branches. So you can use the wood for that. And you can use ash to cook with. It's become quite a popular ingredient.
So if you are looking to really reduce waste and, you know, use as much of the tree as possible, like what kinds of things can you make with, you know, you mentioned using the needles as, you know, sort of an herb, you know, use it to infuse a sauce or something like that. But like, what do you do with the rest of it? How do you prepare it?
So there's lots of recipes. Like, for example, there's a really delicious Christmas tree ice cream. There's a really, really popular recipe from the book is a Christmas tree fish cure. Hmm. But really you're using the needles like to infuse. And then once you're done with that infusion, you would discard the needles.
Do you have a favorite recipe?
Yeah, I love the ice cream. It's basically a custard that tastes a little bit like Christmas tree. And what's really interesting is that when you use flavors of spruce is actually really similar. It has a really similar flavor profile to vanilla, which I found really, really interesting. And I also really love the cocktails. I think they're a really easy way of using up the whole Christmas tree. And, you know, it's really, really fun.
What does the actual tree taste like? I mean, is it the kind of thing, is it kind of like tofu where it kind of just takes on the flavors of whatever you're cooking it with?
So when you do ash cooking, so for example, when as I mentioned before, when you kind of char the tree and use the ash to cook with, that does taste quite floral. But then the needles, like if you just use a pine or a fir or a spruce, so pine's quite warming and it's very, very subtle. It's not very strong at all. Fir is quite sort of zesty and grassy, and spruce is, again, it's quite floral. It tastes like vanilla, really. So they all have kind of different flavor profiles. But I mean, I wouldn't suggest just chewing on the wood. You can. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not particularly flavorful. You kind of have to treat it in some way.
Right. Do you think that you can also do this with other kinds of trees that people use for Christmas trees? I mean, I'm thinking, for example, you know, here in Arizona, there's pinyon pines and ponderosa pines. Are those, can you cook with those as well?
Yeah, you can. So anything that's a pine, anything that's a spruce, anything that's a fir, you can cook with. You can't cook with cedar and yew. Those two are poisonous. You know, like, I guess this project is a little bit like foraging. So you know, when you forage, you've got to make sure that whatever you're eating is fit for eating. So yeah, anything pine, anything fir, anything spruce is fine, but absolutely not yew or cedar.
So in general, I mean, I know that sustainability was part of the impetus for this project. How much of the tree realistically might one use if they were cooking a meal with it? Like, is there still some percentage of it that ends up getting thrown out or recycled?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, you just use the branches, really. I don't think you could do much with the trunk. And, you know, like, I have to say as well, I don't expect that this is going to freeze any ice caps. It's absolutely so much more that we could be doing to help, you know, to help with the current climate crisis. But I think the whole point of this project is really just about getting people thinking about waste. So it's not so much that it's really, 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 really important that we use every single last drop of a Christmas tree. It's more thinking about why we chop these trees down and what Christmas means and you know, how wasteful we can be at Christmas.
During the development of your cookbook, did you have any recipes that you tried that really just did not work?
Oh, God, yeah, so many. Especially right at the beginning of the supper club, like, there was just so many things that we tried that didn't work. So, like, deep frying Christmas tree needles is not advisable. We made this weird scotch egg once out of a Christmas tree, and that was horrendous. It's just, the list goes on, but it was definitely trial and error. Although I have to say, what I've really, really, really tried to do with the cookbook is to make it as simple as possible. So, you know, there's restaurants like Noma who are doing some really, really complicated things with Christmas trees. But really, the idea was that it's totally accessible for a home cook.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, how easy or difficult is it? Like, how advanced or beginner of a chef can do some of these things?
Oh, that's super easy. I've really, really tried to make this really accessible, and a lot of these recipes are, you know, infusions which are super simple, or pickles which are simple, and hopefully as well, while you're learning how to kind of use Christmas trees and things like pickles or cures, you're also kind of learning how to pickle and how to cure as well.
All right, that is Julia Georgalis, a food writer and a baker. Her book is called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, Delicious Innovative Recipes for Cooking with Trees. Julia, thank you so much for your time, and bon appetit.
Thanks, Mark.